With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pirates lose yesterday to the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. They get swept out of that three-game series they'll play tonight. You can listen on your Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Your Odyssey app. The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions. They beat the Lightning last night 2-1. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7. Solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios. Pittsburgh sports are covered by some yinzerific hoes. Colin Dunlap, Adam Crowley, Chris Mack, yeah! On the way, it's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show. Favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning show, we're on a roll. So here we go. It's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh. Morning show, whoa-oh-oh-oh. Here we go.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that caught me by surprise. Didn't realize we were doing that. I like it. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And again, big thanks to listener and our friend Scott, who lives in Los Angeles, that wrote that song. He wrote the original Paw Patrol song and performed it, and so he flipped it for us. So there's that. We're going to use that moving forward to begin the show. And to begin the show, Mr. Adam Crowley, I'd like for you to read a snippet, a portion, a couple graphs of what you disseminated about O'Neill Cruz, because, or not O'Neill Cruz, excuse me. Well, he's part of it, but about the Pittsburgh Pirates moving forward from the Athletic, because I don't know if it's a head-scratcher. I don't know if it is wishful thinking. I don't know if it's the truth. I guess it probably is for some. But what did it say in The Athletic over the weekend? And it's from Peter Gammons.
Yeah, this is from a Peter Gammons story. Now, this is somebody anonymously from within the Pirates organization, but still you don't hear people talk like this every day. He's an organizational instructor, and he says, the Pirates will win it all in the next 5 years. Their talent base from AA up is championship quality.
That's somebody internally. As the Pirates right now are 29-43, 11.5 games back. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They're 12-23 on the road this year, and they've got a .403 winning percentage. That to me is, it's nice to hear. It's good. I think they're trending in the right direction. But there's one thing lost in all of that, I think. Well, first of all, you say they're going to win it all. That's a bit much. Have a winning season would be nice, or at least even just get into the postseason. That's not accounting for the Cubs and the Reds getting better, or the Cardinals and the Brewers continuing to stay on the same plane that they are. Like that to me is the – whenever the people talk about the Pirates getting better, and it's great, and I hope they do. Gosh, I'm the biggest Pirate fan you'll find. But it's not an independent proposition. There are four other teams that are in the throes of trying to get better too. And two of, at least one of them, the Cubs, that are below the Pirates, they got a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's just in their division. I mean, that doesn't account for whatever else you might have to go through to get to that point to where you're a playoff team and then hopefully actually competing for a championship. Love the positivity, Mr. Random Member of the Pirates organization, or Mrs., who knows, but there's a long way to go. Again, I thought this series, this weekend in particular against Tampa, while it was entertaining at times, you know, you got Jack Swinski jumping over walls and hitting home runs, it's felt like through the roof. It was also indicative of where we're at with this thing, which is it can be entertaining at times because it's the young guys, but in the end, they got swept.
Yeah,
right?
By a good team. When you play good teams, that's what happens. Tampa is 12 and a half games or whatever it is back. They're also a 40-win team at this point. There aren't a whole lot of 40-win teams in baseball. They just happen to all be jumbled and bunched in the same division, it feels like. So that being said, I like the optimism of whoever's working there, and I like that. But I got to be frank, I just don't see it because I just don't see the pitching.
When's the last time they won a World Series, boys?
Yeah, 1979.
Yeah, I was in diapers.
But this is going to be it, right? In these next 5 years, it's going to happen for them. You're right. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. They might have great talent. They might be able to do what they did in 13, 14, and 15. They never won a division then either. They had some pretty doggone good talent then, too.
98 wins one year.
Right, and it still wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And that's not bad luck. That's baseball.
I don't want to start on a negative note. I think somebody reads that and says, okay, all right, wow. And you should be optimistic, but that's just too far of a bridge for me. Let's start with real meaningful baseball in October again, and maybe I'll sign up for it.
You know what would have made this almost a, I don't want to say a non-story, Gammons probably still would have reported the quote as a part of his piece in The Athletic or tweeted it out, if the person would have just said, next 5 years, this team's going to be really good. Because that's enough, there's enough vagueness in there that you could say, oh, really good. You know, relative to what? The Pirates' usual standards, relative to the rest of the division, relative to the rest of the league. And everyone would have walked away from that going, okay, somebody inside the organization has some real belief in what they got going on, and we wouldn't be sitting here hashing out whether this is actually going to be a championship team or not in 5 years.
I was annoyed by people because I put this out on Twitter saying, well, they're in the organization. What do you expect them to say? People don't say this all the time. They don't come out and say, hey, I think we're going to win the World Series in 5 years. That's newsworthy when anybody in an organization says that, because you don't hear that all the time. You hear more of what you just said, Chris.
That's stamping a hard timeline on things,
yes.
Which means for the next 5 years, we're going to talk about this random quote, and 5 years from now, we're going to look back on it and say, oh, that person didn't know what they were talking about.
To O'Neal Cruz, I do want to talk about him, 412-928-9370. This is interesting. Right now, if you look at Major League Baseball and you look at salaries, and it always is seemingly about salaries right now, there are nine $300 million players. There's Machado, there's Cole, there's Stanton, there's Seager, there's Harper, there's Tatis, there's Lindor, there's Betts, and of course, there is Mike Trout. And on the bottom end of that is the Manny Machado right at $300 million. If you look at an inflation and you look at where contracts are going to go, and you look at what O'Neal Cruz is, and you look at what he's all about. He's 23 years old. Who knows what he's going to be? Will he be a shortstop? Will he be a first baseman? Will he be a corner guy? Will he be a DH on days that he can't go and play in the field? Is he a $300 million guy? I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend about that. Is it high time to offer him a contract like that? The Pirates probably never will, but it's a good conversation to have. This is a guy that, I think from an athletic standpoint, you're not going to find a better athlete. He is, in fairness, hitting 259, very short stint so far in Major League Baseball, but he doesn't look overmatched, and I don't think at any time, even in the time he was up last year and the times he's up now, he'll ever look overmatched, particularly defensively. Offensively, he might struggle here and there, but I don't think he'll ever look overmatched. Is this a guy that you go the Braves route with the young stars that they had,
mm-hmm.
and say, let's go big, let's see if he bites, and let's offer a contract. If you are an organization that had a history of doing that, or an organization that was structured a little bit different, I don't think that would be the dumbest thing to do right now.
Oh, I don't think so either. And Adam, you made the comparison to Wander Franco over the weekend when we were talking about things, and that's it's a great comparison. That guy is locked in, what is it, $180 million deal or something like
that?
Yeah,
182 over 11 years. Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think the Pirates, unfortunately, will ever go to that length for a young guy. I love the idea. If you really believe in O'Neal Cruz and you believe that this guy is going to be a cornerstone for your franchise and you want to lock somebody in so that we're not sitting here having the same discussions we had about Andrew McCutchen in 2016 and 2017, then you do that. You lock this guy much, you know, Ke'Bryan Hayes is a shorter deal and it's a smaller deal, 8 years, 70 mil, whatever it is. But you lock those cornerstone pieces in if you really believe that they're going to be cornerstone pieces. And if they end up not being those pieces down the road, then you wear it. You know,
I think he'll grow into a $300 million guy. somewhere.
I think you tempt a guy like him right now with that Wander Franco deal and say, hey, buddy, good luck saying no to 11 years guaranteed $182 million. We'll even throw a couple of options on the end. And what's the worst thing that happens? He doesn't live up to that. Well, what have the Pirates been knocked for forever? You don't spend money. They can say, hey, we tried.
Right.
We gave this guy $182 million and he flopped. That's not on us.
And if you're a major league franchise and you can't afford to eat a bad $10 million contract, and I mean that per annual value, then you can't afford to have a major league baseball franchise. I'm sorry. This isn't like the out of this world contracts the Dodgers gave guys 5-10 years ago, where they had to eat upward, what was the Carl Crawford deal? Something ridiculous. Oh, they were eating like $30 million a year for 4 or 5 years. We're not talking that. We're talking like, hey, if it doesn't pan out, you're eating maybe 10 or 12 a year.
Yeah, it's 16 a year if it were the Wander Franco deal.
Right. Yeah, and I think that in, and here's the thing, and I've said this is one of the errors, and look, the Pirates and what they've done with, and Hayes isn't Cruz. I don't think.
No.
If you look at what the trajectory is, Hayes isn't Cruz. Cruz is going to demand more. But if you look at what has gone on in baseball, I do think, and granted, you run the risk of, I don't want to say alienating a player, but it's okay to make agents mad. Like, that's fine. The Pirates should be in the business at times of offering contracts, and then if a player doesn't take it, the next call is to Jason Mackey and saying, you didn't hear this from me. But this was the exact term and the exact money, and the guy said no. And you didn't hear this from me, but it's okay to put it in the paper tomorrow. Like, because that's how the Yankees play business, or do business. That's how the Rangers do business. That's how Anaheim does business.
How the big boys do it.
That's how they do. And they say, you know, we're not trying to pit the guy against us, but we'll never be looked at as we didn't try. It's okay to leak information. And I think that that's okay in this case. Is it premature? Is it early? Do a lot of people say, hey, let him be here for a little while? Okay, I can understand that. You turn in Anthony Rendon, and you can't get healthy, and you can't really live out the life of your contract, and you're not necessarily living up to it. I understand that. But at some point, there's got to be a risk. And I think O'Neill Cruz may be worth that risk. I really do. Because you don't have to have a solid position for him right now to know – if you're going to be good, he's going to be part of that for a decade, or you want him to be part of that
for
a decade.
And again, to your point, if you're eating it at the back end of the deal because the guy doesn't end up being what you thought he was going to be, we're talking about anywhere from 10 to 12 to 14, $15 million a year you're eating. Is that a lot of money to eat? Sure. But to your point about a guy like Rendon, we'll use him as an example.
Well, does Albies or Acuna, did the Braves care about that?
No. And if the Angels, when you're talking about eating a Rendon contract, if it comes to that point, that's $38 million a year. We're not even in the same stratosphere.
Charlie Morton on a one-year deal is making $20 million.
Right.
I mean, every team in Major League Baseball has got guys who make $15 million a year.
Yes.
There's one right here.
Real quick, before we get to our Get Money segment, and by the way, Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Go ahead and visit them there. Some things are urban legends. Some things are myths. Some things you hear and they just build like a snowball going downhill and they're not really true. You know what is true that can't be overstated? Angel Hernandez sucks. And I don't understand how... No, like, everybody talks about it around baseball and baseball consumers and people who are fans. And they go, Angel Hernandez sucks. And you think it's one of those things where... you heard from your friend, and so he heard from his friend, and then another baseball fan said it, and then you just think that it's repeated and it becomes bigger. If you watch the game on Saturday, there was a play at first base, he absolutely blew. They reversed it because you can do that. If you watched yesterday, it was like 15 pitches in, and Contreras threw a pitch to Heinemann that was middle. I mean, in the K box, it was middle for the most part. And he just stood there and he called a ball. And Heinemann went to throw it and double clutched. Like, where is the strike call? Contreras, who generally keeps his head, just kind of looked up in the air and went, whew, so what happened here? And that was 15 pitches in. I have no idea how Angel Hernandez is able to perform at the highest level. I understand unions and I get, he is so bad every game that he does. I don't get it. I don't get it.
He's single-handedly going to usher in the robot strike zone. He's single-handedly going to be the reason for it.
It was 15 pitches in, and it was in the middle of the K-box, and he called it a ball. Did you see the pitch I was talking about? And he just looked up in the air into the roof and went like, what's going on here?
Well, and the catcher, he was talking to Hernandez about it, turned around, which you rarely see, and then after the next pitch, he turned around, not because that pitch was outside or called incorrectly, but because he was still questioning what the hell had happened on the previous pitch. It was a breaking ball middle. What are we doing here?
A lot of times you hear, and then you go back and you revisit, you go, the guy's really not as bad. It just grows and grows and grows because the public wants him to be bad. Or Jerry Meals. Was it called back? Yeah, but Jerry Meals is actually a pretty good umpire. Or this guy, he calls so many fouls against us as a basketball official. Then you go look at the numbers, and they're actually pretty. Angel Hernandez sucks every game. He sucks. And if you look at like those studies where they do on those Twitter handles, his percentage is so far.
It's terrible. It's like 60%
accuracy. From everyone else's. That's not why the Pirates lost. It's not even close. But when you have him behind the plate, and if it's your team, whether it's the Yankees or the Braves or the Cubs or whomever, you just have to go, well, buckle up today because this guy stinks.
Who knows what we're going to get.
I have no idea how he keeps his job.
And it's not even one of those things where he's consistently bad the same way. So, well, he stretches the zone right. a little bit. So, but we
it's
know
like,
that.
Who was the guy, Eric Gregg, who had like a, it was like a an HD screen for a strike zone. He'd call something a foot outside, a foot inside, but nothing, you know, it was basically between the belly button and nipples.
Right, or Dutch Rennert or somebody had a low strike zone all the time. Or there was an American League and a National League strike zone right. back in the day. Really, this guy's just awful. I was cutting up onions at the time. I was getting ready to make dinner. And I looked and I went, there's got to be something wrong.
And you know what the kicker is? He does it with the same arrogance that lady who made the bad chicken sliders
yes.
for your daughter
yes.
yesterday did. Like, well, like, people make mistakes. What do you want me to do about
it? Everybody else is wrong. I'm just here to do my job. What are you talking about? Get Money coming up in just a couple minutes. Fan Hotline, hit us there. Presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. The Five this hour, and then Crowley is hanging with his neighbors, and it got real weird. So that's all next. Good morning.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We want to come out to youth baseball softball games, so send us an email, youthsports@937thefan.com. Register your team 12 and younger, and we'll check out some games. Be sure to send us an email. A little later on today, John Mayo, MLB.com. He joins to talk about the amateur draft and a bunch of other things, farm systems and the such. Neil Walker, he joins at 9:30 today. But let's get to, right now, Get Money.
Get money, get money, get money.
Get money, get money, get money, get money. Crowley, how are people going to win some money this evening?
Well, let me tell you, Colin, I got the Colorado Rockies on the run line against the mighty Los Angeles Dodgers, +1.5, because these Rockies, they're 37-36 against the spread, and they're much better at home. So I got the Rocks at home, +1.5 against the Dodgers.
How about the pitching matchup in that one, the old Chad Cole-Tyler Anderson battle?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Can they both lose?
Possibly.
Well, yeah, maybe. All right, who you got? What do you got here?
This is real simple. The A's suck. They're in the Bronx to face the Yankees, who are really very, very good and are sending Jordan Montgomery out there to start. So take it on the run line, lay the 1.5, and take the Yankees over the A's. The A's have won three games in a row, which this would be a three-game winning streak for them, exactly once this year, and it was a sweep of the Tigers. They're not going to beat the Yankees.
The A's only half decent pitcher is pitching though today, in Paul Blackburn. But they'll get no offense, that's for sure. Took an L in the NASCAR, by the way. Ross Chastain finished 5th in a race that lasted till like 1 a.m. because there were all these lightning delays and everything. So my son will wake up this morning and be devastated, I'm sure, that his bet didn't come home. But here's today's bet, and it's not my son's; it's mine. This one's easy, I think. And they're dogs on the road. The Twins, I believe. Or maybe about even money. But Sonny Gray's pitching against Tristan McKenzie. Tristan McKenzie's not very good, I don't think. I think Sonny Gray's really good. And I don't know why there's not any really Monday day baseball, which is ridiculous. This game should be a day game. It's at Progressive Field. It's Minnesota at Cleveland. Take the Twins. The Twins are going to win this game. Sonny Gray's going to throw a gem. He's going to be really good. So the Twins take them over the Guardians. I almost said the Indians.
McKenzie, in his last 5 starts, has given up 10 home runs.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah.
And that used to be like really frowned upon. Now it's just like, that is just a run. Just a run. Who cares? But Sonny Gray is rounding back into form. I think he could be really, really good this year if he continues. All right, that's Get Money. Get Money, Get Money, Get Money. The 5 coming up in just a couple minutes. Crowley, you have an apprehensive look on your face today. What's wrong?
Just normal Mondays. I was actually thinking about 2 minutes ago just how chill I feel on this Monday.
You do? Yeah. Maybe apprehensive was the wrong word. It's like,
loose.
Are you waiting for something or not? You feel good?
I'm just ready to kick the 5's ass here. Let's go.
You are? All right, we'll do that in just a couple minutes. We get to a break, come right back with the 5. Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle, and Cranberry with the General. It is a super, super segment. Contests, they run every Wednesday through Friday. Again, check that all out at 937thefan.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Monday morning, just past 6:30. It's good. You know, we'll get to the weather before the hour is out. If you look at like the 4 or 5 day, it's spectacular.
It's pretty.
Although I did see something that Ron Smiley, I don't know if he had it right or wrong. He had the humidity ranking, right? Like from low humidity all the way till, I think the top was unhealthy or something like that.
Uncomfortable. They're sticky.
Yeah, but he had muggy. And then muggy and very humid. Muggy was below very humid. Is muggy more?
I thought they were the same thing.
I thought muggy was more than very humid.
Me too. Muggy's maximum humid, I thought.
I thought, yes. He had, like, muggy was, there were two things above muggy.
Yeah.
Very humid and then, like unhealthy.
It's in the word. Like, the weather is mugging you. It's muggy.
Yes.
He had, yes.
It's aggressively humid.
Muggy was below very humid.
Interesting.
Shouldn't muggy, at least it's the same.
I think muggy is one of the best words in the English language to describe the way it feels. Muggy, right up there among the best.
You think so?
I do.
Okay. All right. The 5. Let's go.
Oh. I did this last time. I waited for it to hit, and it's already hitting.
That's okay.
Can you take a moral victory from the Bucks getting walked off twice and losing late against this really good Rays team?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, wins are wins. Losses are losses. Moral victories are for 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, can you look at it through the lens of, hey, young team? Can you look at singular events during that 3-game series and be like, okay, that was cool? Like the Sawinski bomb. There were items during the weekend that you're like, okay, that's kind of cool. I like the fact that these young guys are continuing to move generally in a positive direction, but you're not happy about the fact that it led to 3 consecutive losses.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. I mean, come on.
Number 4, Najee Harris.
Yes.
Top 5 running back, the discussion with Ross Tucker, which we will revisit later. Let's say Najee Harris is a top 5 running back.
Mm-hmm.
If your best player is a running back, what does that really get you?
It gets you the ability to help bring a rookie quarterback along slowly once he gets inserted into the lineup. Gives a little bit of cushion, I think, to the presumed incumbent quarterback who didn't start anywhere last year, only took, what, like 7 snaps or whatever. It gives you an opportunity to have a balanced offense. And I don't mean 50-50 run-pass selection because that's not balanced. I mean, balanced offense is being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And I think if you've got a top 5 running back in the league, you get to dictate the terms when you've got the football.
I don't know if he is a top 5. He's maybe there. Is he better than Cook, Chubb, Taylor, Henry, and then that 5th spot for me is all right there. Is he better than Eckler? Is he better than Mixon? Is he right in that sort of situation? Is he better than Kamara? Is he better than Dalvin Cook?
He ain't there yet.
You know?
So this is the year.
What was the original question again?
If your running back is your best player and he is a top 5 player, what does that really get you?
Well, ask Tennessee.
That's right.
You know? I mean, that's the blueprint, right? You still have to have other guys make some plays. And you have to have your defense play very well.
And he was top five in rushing last year, was he not?
He was.
Yeah, so.
Are base brawls good for Major League Baseball?
As long as nobody gets, I mean, it's a long summer. You're going to have some of them. Most of the time, what you have are guys get together and just sort of hug each other and yell and scream at each other. But what you had with the Mariners and the Angels was a real brawl. Now, I find it interesting that hockey, everybody yells and screams about it, policing themselves. Then baseball is the same sort of condition applied to that when it polices itself. I don't know. It's a great psychoanalytical study.
I think when you have what you had yesterday, where things were getting heated back and forth, and then a pitcher takes it upon himself to just drill a guy in the right butt cheek, that I'll take that over. Now, the brawl itself was a little protracted, and guys ended up on the ground, which you don't want to see somebody accidentally getting stepped on or something. But I'll take that over, like, the Chris Archer throwing behind Derek Dietrich's head, Johnny Cueto getting the boots into somebody near the backstop kind of deal, the over-the-top brawls where people actually get hurt. For the players, from my perspective, I'm a fan. Get people gassed up every once in a while. I kind of like it.
Did you guys watch any of the College World Series?
A little bit, yes.
It's great.
There's a lot of whining from the coaches, though.
Oh.
That's the only thing. Mm. But good on Ole Miss. So that makes 2 years in a row a team from Mississippi won the national championship. Mississippi State last year, Ole Miss now. It is good. The thing is, that is another sport that replay and review has absolutely slowed and crushed the spirit of, I think. It's too intrusive. It's another one that feels less pure.
I watch more of the women's College World Series, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nothing against the men's College World Series. It was good, the little bits and pieces here and there that I watched, but we've talked about this before, just how bleeping good women's college softball is, just the level of the how clean the game has to be, and because the diamond's smaller and everything. So I did watch bits and pieces of the men's college World Series, though.
Sexist.
Yep.
The Lightning lose, but are they a dynasty? Two out of three, you go to three straight.
I know. No. I think the dynasty has shifted definitions, much like GOAT. You know, GOAT used to really mean greatest of all time.
The single
now
greatest,
it means,
yeah.
Yes, now it means greatest of right now, or best that I think is happening in this instant. So are they a dynasty? Not for dynastical sense in a historical all time, but in a small window? Sure, I guess.
I think they're the closest.
The way the kids say it.
Yeah, I think they're the closest we're going to get anymore. Like, but think about it. We haven't had somebody three-peat since the 80s.
Yeah.
So in the salary cap era, this is as close as you're going to get anymore. Back-to-back cups, which we've seen done a couple times, including by the Pens, or like the Kings and the Blackhawks did, where they won two in a three-year span. This is as close as you're going to get. I think the Lightning, for what it's worth, winning two, and doing it in the circumstances that they did, having to go into the bubble and all that in 2020, and then getting to a third one this year, I think that puts them right there with those Pens, Blackhawks, Kings teams of the last 20 years that you look at in the modern cap era and say, I don't know how often we're going to see that anymore.
Hit it. That was the five.
I don't think there is a clue.
No, that wasn't. No.
We just kind of let it fade out.
That was the five.
That was, there it is. That was the five.
That's perfect.
Twitter poll coming up in just a little bit. You have would you classify this as pretty good? Yeah. All right. I really like this. Or insane story about your neighbors coming up next?
I don't want to oversell it.
So insane. He has an insane story about his neighbors coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. And Mike Tomlin says something that some people will think is insane. Some other people will absolutely agree with him. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. So much more. Good morning to you. It is a wonderful Monday here with us on the Fan Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, before we get to our Twitter poll, I saw a sign and I just saw something on social media. This is a dumb question, so I'm prepared for everybody to flame me. I actually saw a sign yesterday on a telephone pole about a lost dog. And now there was just a different lost dog. This is like lost dog time of the year. It's awful. Mm. But on some of these signs, you see, do not chase. It'll say, do not chase. And I'm asking this because I just don't know the answer. If you happen to then see that dog, do then you just stop and call the number and then the person comes and chases their own? Like, if you don't give chase, how does one then secure the dog that you see?
I guess you don't.
I'm chasing it.
Of course, you're going to be the guy.
I'm not you? if it's giving me...
If they give you explicit instructions not to chase their dog, you don't chase their dog.
So I see this dog, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's clearly that dog on the telephone pole there. On a piece of paper. It's not the real dog. It's the telephone pole. It's a picture of the dog. And you say, all right, and it says, do not chase. Do you stop all you're doing and say, I saw your dog at X location, and then that person comes down because it's used to its owner? Is that the protocol?
Do you try to call the dog over?
Right, I don't know. I want to know for my information, so if that happens to me and I do see the dog, because I saw...
Hey, Rocco, come here.
No, don't mess with my man Rocco next
door. Oh, no, not to imply that Rocco would
Rocco's
get lost.
Not running away.
He's a good
That's
boy.
My
he stays
guy.
Within his electric fence boundary.
He does.
I wouldn't, like, chase it down, but I would follow it so that I knew where it was, and I would place the call. And
What are the parameters on chase? What does that mean? They just want to know the area that the dog is in. We're getting texts. They just want to know where it is. I guess so. The owner comes down and it feels comfortable going to its owner.
The dog could be gone by then,
right?
I guess the fear is that if you go after the dog, it'll run further, and then you'll lose sight of it altogether.
Yeah, I've seen that before, but then I saw signs just yesterday. And I want to get to the bottom of what the science is behind do not chase. Anyway, Twitter poll. Let's go. Good conversation, guys. That was good stuff.
It was.
Nothing came out of it, but hopefully people will text us about all that. All right, weekend Twitter poll. New York Yankees, root for them, root against them. Don't care either way. 49.7% of you say don't care either way. 37.2% of them say of you say root against them, and 13.1% of you say root for them. By the way, if the probables hold, it'll be Brubaker and Cole pitching here one of the games in Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
If the rotation holds its way out, there's no rain, and things happen like that. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. Who's the best Steelers receiver of all time? Antonio Brown, Hines Ward, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth. 53% of you say Antonio Brown. I agree with that.
Yeah.
16.8% say Hines Ward, 12.1% say John Stallworth, 18% say Lynn Swann, 16% say Hines Ward, and 12% say John Stallworth. So it goes Brown, Swann, Ward, Stallworth.
That means about 16% of you love downfield blocking.
Yes, we'll get into Hines Ward and what was said about him by Mike Tomlin a little bit later on in the show. All right, Crowley, neighbors, tell us.
This is wild. We've had new neighbors for the last couple of years, but there was COVID, so we didn't see them very often. But when they came in, we dropped off a little package. Then my dad got a heart transplant. They give us a package. They've recently had a child. We give them a package.
Nice.
We've been exchanging gifts. We've hung out a couple of times. And I feel like at this point in my life, unless something goes just terribly wrong, I'm never going to be dating again. This is the closest thing to dating I will ever experience. We are trying to impress our neighbors so that they want to be our friends, so that we can drink on their patio and then just walk home and vice versa. And I think they feel the same way, but it's also when we're sending texts. are we trying? We're trying not to be a little overzealous here. We're trying not to overstep.
Is there a group text?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my wife is saying, should I say this or is this too much? And I'm sure they're doing the same thing. Should I say this or is it too much? Whenever they came over the other day, should they bring drinks? Should we have drinks? What are we going to be doing? It's very dating. And I'm very self-conscious about whether or not I'm making a good impression on my man Travis, who lives next door.
So what's the feedback been to this point?
I think it's good. I think we're basically on the equivalent of date three. I think we could take things to the next level.
When did he move in? When did they move in?
About a couple of years ago.
And you're just getting around to this because of COVID and everything?
Yeah,
like
COVID.
You said. Okay.
Babies.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still really early in the feeling out process here.
I know, but I really like him.
So what are you going to...
I'm smitten with these guys. And I hope they feel the same way. But I'm nervous. I really want this to work out. You got to like your neighbors. Your neighbors got to like you.
At the very least, you got to be cordial with them.
Well, they got a kid. We got a kid. It all works.
Yeah. About the same age?
Yeah, they're exactly our same age.
Oh, wow. See? Same birthday.
We don't hang out with other people because it's just tough to fit it into the schedule.
Yeah.
But when your neighbor's
when
your
they're
friend,
next door,
oh my
yeah.
God, no, all the time.
I know that feeling. We were lucky enough to move into a neighborhood like 10 years ago. Everybody was around the same age. Kids were around the same age. Made socializing very easy.
I really like them.
Well, that's good. Well, that's nice.
But it's nerve-wracking.
Why
are you that nervous about it?
What if they come over? We got the political conversation out of the way the first time. So we all align there, which I think is somewhat important. But now... we were talking about fireflies, and I wanted to say that I killed fireflies with a wiffle ball bat.
You mean lightning
bugs.
Yes.
Lightning bugs, whatever.
Yes, and you could watch them scream across the sky when you hit them, yes.
You used to do that too, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, crush them.
Or a tennis racket. That's even better sometimes.
I didn't want to tell him, because I was, what if he thinks it's cruel to
Crowley.
Animals?
Crowley.
What if he's part of the, you know?
PETA.
PETA, yes.
Just be yourself.
I can't.
Did you ever make rings out of the fireflies?
Of course.
Yes, if you just detach their lightning part from them and then tie it around a piece of grass, you can make
what?
A ring.
I never did that.
Yes, if you
sociopathic
you get
stuff
it,
there.
No, people used to do it all the time. Then you would take the just rip its head off and the light'll still glow. And then you get a piece of grass or something and make like a circle.
I mean, honestly,
you can make
Chris,
jewelry out of it.
They live for like a day and a half anyway.
But
why
if
not?
You hit a firefly, if you hit a lightning bug with a banana wiffle ball bat.
Yep.
You can watch it. It's like the trail of the Top Tracer golf thing. You could watch it go flying.
I mean, has to be the thin bat,
yeah,
too.
It does. The banana bat.
Like
did
watch-
you tape up your banana bats?
Oh, brother.
Yes.
Stuff them with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We would tape it like black electrical tape. That was a big...
It was like the reverse of corking a bat, a wood bat. You would stuff stuff in there and... You know, so it wasn't hollow anymore.
Get a little volume behind that
puppy.
Yeah.
So you're really freaked out. You're totally smitten with these people and can't act like yourself around them?
I'm afraid to be full Crowley.
Come on, man.
I've
let it
dialed
go.
It back to like a 7.
Does the guy like sports?
Yes. He's very funny. And I think he knows that what I do, and I think that might help.
Right,
because
sure.
Because guys want to, you know, oh, hey, Crowley.
What's he do?
BNY Mellon.
Oh, like a job downtown.
Yeah.
Like he wears a shirt and tie.
Does something
right.
real.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know. Just hang out with him. What's what's the pressure here?
If we don't get along.
Is his wife into you? Is this like a
wait, is that what you're asking
right.
here? Are you it's trying like, to ask if that's the play?
Right. Is this like a.
You could just ask us, Adam.
Who was the guy that flipped Jim Bowden or whatever? No, not Jim Bowden. Who was the old guy that wrote that book?
Oh, ball four.
Didn't they change partners?
Oh, really?
Yeah, at some point.
Is that what you're asking, Crowley? If it's
is
okay to swing?
If I can go full Todd Haley on this?
Why allegedly Todd Haley? You know how that all ended with Todd Haley? He got suplexed out in front of the Tequila Cowboy.
Yeah, I don't foresee this going there. I'm more interested in becoming best buds with the guy. That's all.
Right. What if he's listening right now and he goes, game's over.
Never going to see him again.
Yes. It might be too far now.
What kind of beer does he drink?
Icy Light.
Regular Icy Light.
Icy Light, yeah.
Okay.
I think I got a shot, boys.
He doesn't go more top shelf than Icy Light?
He will once he hangs out with me. I'm a big star. I got all kinds of money.
Fanweather.
Buy Donnie a football jersey. Then.
Fanweather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it, Sun Chevrolet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.